Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yuma Daf Kaf Aleph, Yuma 21. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara teaches a powerful, powerful concept. So the Gemara says a statement from Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda told in the name of Rav, B'Shal Sheisrael, Olin L'Rego, when Jewish people made a pilgrimage and they used to go up and they would go and stand in the courtyard, Omdin Tzufufim, they used to stand Tzufufim. Tzufufim means that they were so pressed together, they were so tight that their legs were not even able to touch the ground, that just like a few of them were even floating in the sky, and they were not stepping on the ground. That's how crowded it was, like a crowded subway during rush hour, Lahavdil. But even though they were standing so close together because of the heavy amount of people there, nevertheless, when they would bow down, like we know that they used to bow down, and the Gemara Brachos tells us that when they bow down, they spread out all their hands and legs. So therefore, as Rashi says also in Maseches Avos, that when they came to bow down, they would request all their needs from heaven, and they would pour out their hearts to God in heaven, and they would bow down. They would also bow down several times on Yom Kippur, and nevertheless, that when they would bow down, Mishtachavim Revachim, when they bowed down, there was space. So everybody had four amos between himself and his friends. And so we see from here that even though they were so pressed tight together that they couldn't have their feet on the ground, that when they bowed down, this powerful idea was that they had extra space. Rashi tells us that this miracle was done so that people wouldn't hear the confession of their friends and their sins and be embarrassed. And so we learn from here that this was the miracle referring to Yom Kippur, when everybody was saying their confessions. We also see from here that there's the idea that there's always room for people, that when everybody's standing, it's tight together, but when people are willing to bow down and put themselves in the presence of God, there's always going to be space. That's a fundamental teaching here. So the Gemara continues that there was so much that the people were so crowded, Nimshachin Achasasri Ama Achori Beis HaKaporos, even though they didn't generally go behind it from the Kodesh Kedoshim to what we call the Western Wall today, even though that place was typically empty, those 11 Amos were filled with people. That's how crowded it was that day. Maika Amar, the Gemara explains that this is what it meant. Hachik Amar Afal Pi Shenimshachin Achasri Amachori Beis HaKaporos, even though it was the whole courtyard of the temple was full, and also into the space right behind the temple, right behind the Holy of Holies in the courtyard, which was 11 Amos, which was generally people didn't go to. Nevertheless, that's how crowded it was. Nevertheless, Omdin Tzufufin, they were standing pressed tight together, Keshe Mishtachavim, but when they bowed down, Mishtachavim Revachim, they bowed down and there was extra space. And so in this context, the Gemara says that this idea that when they stood together, it was crowded, when they bowed down, that there was space. This is one of the 10 miracles that happened in the temple. Because we learned in Maseches Avos, in Mishnah Maseches Avos, Asar Nisim Nasu, that there were 10 miracles that were done in the temple. We're going to learn, we probably won't get to it all today, but there was actually more than 10 that took place, but there were 10, according to the Mishnah Avos, 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. And these are the miracles that they list. What are the miracles? Lo hipila isha mireach basar hakodesh. Even though the smell of the sacrificial meat, of slaughtered meat, can be nauseating, there was never a case that a woman miscarried from smelling the meat that was slaughtered, that was burnt on the altar, whether it was cooked or roasted by the Kohanim. Even though, generally speaking, that pregnant women, when they smell something, it could cause them to have a reaction, and if you don't give them to eat it, they could really be in danger if they have a craving for it. Nevertheless, and since they were not allowed to eat the kodshei kodshim, like the sin offerings, etc. So nevertheless, there was never a case of a woman who had a miscarriage. And well, esriach basar hakodesh me'olam, even though the limbs would sometimes remain overnight on the altar or several days, there was never a case where the meat rotted. And the third thing was, even though there was a lot of meat being slaughtered, there was never a fly in the part of the courtyard where they slaughtered the animals. So even though, generally speaking, flies go to the slaughter part of the to slaughterhouses, in this case there's not one fly. And the fourth miracle was a little Eira Keri LeKohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim, so that the Kohen Gadol never had a mission on Yom Kippur, even though there were forces or the evil inclination was great upon him, nevertheless he never had such an omission. So if that's the case, why do they have to work so hard to keep him up? So the answer the commentaries explain is because they wanted to make sure that we don't have to rely upon a miracle, and therefore he never became tamei from this on Yom Kippur night. And the fifth miracle and the sixth miracle and the seventh miracle was lo nimtza psul ba omer b'shtei alechem u'b'lechem upon him. There was never a disqualification of the omer offering, the barley offering, the shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, or the lechem upon him. Lechem upon him was the show bread that they had every single Shabbos that they gave out to the Kohanim. And the eighth miracle was omdim tzfufim m'shtachavim revachim. That's what we talked about, that they stood tight and when they bent down there was extra space. And the ninth and the tenth miracles hizik nachash v'akrav v'yerushalayim v'olam, that there was never a snake or a scorpion that did damage in Jerusalem. And tenth was lo amar adam l'chaveru, a person never said sarli hamakom shalim v'yerushalayim, it's too hard for me to sleep in Jerusalem, there's not enough space, or else I can't afford it. Never a person in the world who said this in the time of the temple, I can't stay in Jerusalem.